Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. And as we do every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, good morning. How are you?
As a great man once said, your savior is here.
Very well played. It's good to have you with us this morning here on the program. Will Levis yesterday, Corey, 4 touchdowns, quarterback rating of 130.5. Made some elite throws yesterday in that game as well. What did you make of his debut, and I guess how eye-opening was that, some of the throws that he made in the game in terms of going down the field, and that one to NWI sure was pretty.
What does he have to do to get the other 23 points?
That's a great question.
You know, a couple of things, obviously. And you know, when you consider the yardage total, 238, consider the drop by Chig.
Yep.
and the erased 25-yarder to Chris Moore on the penalty. I mean, he could have been pushing 300 really, really easily. Guys, a couple things stood out to me. First off, when the game was over, I was kind of trying to analyze in my head, and the words that kept rolling through my head were superior arm talent. You know, you just saw him do things with the football. You know, he had open receivers deep, the return of the vertical passing game, and he made those throws. The way he put air under the ball and allowed his receivers to actually run under the football was fantastic. You know, he almost had a couple of more to Traylon on the sideline. You know, one, the defender made a great play, and the other, he just couldn't get his feet down. But then the other thing is the day went on more and more, and I thought more about it. What was even more impressive to me was how prepared he was. There was never a moment where he looked flustered, overwhelmed, not in control. He looked ready. He looked prepared. And that goes to the coaches, but it goes largely to him. You know, from everything I've heard about his work ethic and his desire to be great and how much time he puts in, you know, that doesn't happen just by accident. You know, he had command of the field. Am I ready to crown him as a top five quarterback? No, I'm not. But I will say that was a heck of a debut, and I don't think it was just – lucky or by chance. That was a top three defense that came in, and he never looked intimidated and never looked unprepared or caught off guard by anything.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I was talking a little bit about that earlier, Corey, and that aspect of it doesn't surprise me, because again, just look at what he's done in terms of achievement, right? Like, for all the crap that flew around about him during the draft process, a lot of it was just BS. But, you know, what people talked about was type A, like, wants it so bad, all that stuff. So I figured, like, operationally and in terms of game plan, he'd be ready. But you pair that with the poise when everything's flying around you. And like you said, the arm talent and the touch and the accuracy. And, I mean, it's one game, but how could you not be excited if you're a Titans fan today?
You have to be. You have to be. And you're absolutely right. There's a difference between doing all the work and then executing it when it all happens at game speed. Because we have seen that with a billion quarterbacks. Once the game speed hits, and that even can go from preseason to regular season, once that game speed hits, it's just not the same. And, you know, he was able to transition that from one to the other. And you absolutely should be excited. That doesn't mean he's not going to have clunkers, you know, along the way, and you have to be prepared for some of those. But we saw, I remember there were moments in camp, there were those back-to-back days where he threw like 3 consecutive touchdowns in the red zone, and we were all like, wow, that's what they saw when they traded up to draft him. And yesterday, when we watched that, we all said, okay, this is what they saw when they drafted him. I mean, like, you talk about the NWI throw. I mean, he's got 2 defenders bearing down on him, and I mean, that thing was like 50 yards in the air with a flick of the wrist. It was I hate throwing. I mean, it was Marino-esque, you know, with just the wrist to throw it that far and that accurately. I'm not calling him Dan Marino. I'm saying that throw was like that.
Robbie said Aaron Rodgers.
I did.
So he's a combination of the two, according to you two.
It's good to know.
I think what we're getting at, though, is, like I said, it's superior arm talent. It's a superior throw that we have not come accustomed to seeing.
So, Corey, having said that, is this his show here on out moving forward this season? What do you think is going through Ryan Tannehill's mind yesterday as he's watching all this?
I get paid $27 million regardless.
That's true. Good backup
plan. I was not – they drafted both of these guys to send me out the door regardless. You know, look, I think there's no way he can't start Thursday, right? I mean, he's got to go out there Thursday. I can't imagine Tannehill's going to be so – he can't go from not practicing at all and out, I would think, to passing him up to play on a short week on Thursday night. But stranger things have happened. And so we'll see where things are at after Thursday night. I would have – a very hard time taking him out of the lineup after what we saw for a quarterback who was less than 100%. You know, and that will lead to the discussions of when he's 100%. What do you do? What do you do? I mean, I think we all know what we're thinking that they should do at this point after what we saw. But it would help to have a little bit bigger sample size at the same time. And, you know, this – I know the Steelers are 4-3, but my goodness – I don't know how. I mean, look, they've got good players, but they're banged up right now. They don't get great quarterback play from either of the guys that they've got. This is a winnable game. And, you know, yesterday was a must-win for the Titans. I thought it was a save-your-season game for them. And so they won that one. And now all of a sudden you win this game, you can kind of make things interesting. So this is a big opportunity for them, and it's a big decision, and whoever it is, you got to play well.
All right, let's game out this Tannehill situation, since I know you wanted to bring up the Vikings beating the Packers anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Terrible.
At work last night.
Terrible injury to Kirk Cousins. That's a crusher. Do you think? Because I can look at the Vikings. They got a favorable schedule. They've got a chance to
they're playing well.
And they're playing very well, but they're playing well because to me Kirk Cousins has been a top 5 quarterback in the league this year.
Sure.
But do you, if you're the Vikings, seriously entertain looking at a Ryan Tannehill to bring him in? They have a backup rookie who is not going to win games for them.
No.
Or do you just basically punt and draft your next quarterback?
Well, I mean, I guess that would be the thing to say is, well, we're going to tank the rest of the way and get one of these young quarterbacks now. That I guess that could be the decision. But you're playing well enough and your roster is good enough for you to win games. And their schedule is favorable. You know, they've got an opportunity to string some more together here. Now, obviously, even if you brought in Ryan Tannehill Tuesday, you don't know if he can play this weekend. It's certainly into a new system and not 100%. But if he could play in a couple weeks, it's possible. You know, the question is, how much would you be willing to trade for him? And if you're the Titans, what would you be willing to give up for him? So say you're Rand Carthon, and you've made the decision with Mike Vrabel, however that goes. I don't want to get into the politics of that. That's a separate question. You can ask me about that if you want, but that's not what this is. But, you know, if you decide to go with Levis, but what if he goes down? It would be nice to have Tannehill to fall back on if you're still in the hunt for things. You know, just because you have a second good player doesn't mean you have to trade that good player. And so it's to the point of, you know, what's the compensation you would need? I think I would need a 4 to move a quarterback. I mean, a starting quarterback. I think I would need a 4. But, I mean, I would have never taken a 5 and a 6 for Kevin Byard. So who knows? We'll see on that. But I think it's interesting. And I think it's basically on the Vikings deciding, what do we want to do? Do we want to tank or do we want to try to win?
Corey, what did you make of the Malik Willis part of this yesterday? The reaction from the crowd of him being booed, but also a question I threw out earlier that, you know, we'll never know the answer to. If the first play that he has in the game, if they're able to not just totally screw up that snap, whether you want to blame Aaron Brewer or Malik Willis or a combination of the two, if that play isn't a total disaster, how much involvement do you think Willis has in that game yesterday?
I don't know. I mean, I think if the first play would have gone fine, I think they probably would have brought him back in again at some point. I think he felt forced to bring him back in after the fumble, is my guess, because he didn't want to shatter the kid. So it's interesting to see. And I don't know. Like, this is one of those times where multiple things can be true, because I honestly believe the fans, you know, weren't booing Malik. They were booing the decision to take Will out and put Malik back in there. But in that process, you are, in fact, booing Malik. There's no way around it, because you're saying we don't want him in the game instead of the other guys. I think it's commendable that the players, you know, came to his defense so strongly, especially Will Levis. You know, but at the same time, he hasn't done enough for the fans to want him on the field. And I think that there's something to that as well.
So do you agree with Dustin from Hopkinsville, Corey, who said that, you know, Tennessee may have won the battle Saturday night, but now, with yesterday's performance, Kentucky has won the war?
No, I do not. You know, the Titans have had some good Kentucky players. Wesley Woodyard, Bud Dupree. Yeah. I mean, those guys were good players.
He's good in another uniform anyway, Bud Dupree.
Bud, when he was healthy and on the field, took that defense to another level. I will die on that limb.
No, 2 years ago, they had a stretch where he mattered. I agree.
I mean, when they played Kansas City at Nissan, and they just took it to Patrick Mahomes, Bud Dupree was a force.
Corey Curtis joins us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Corey, great stuff, man. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
We're really going to do this.
What are we doing?
We're really going to do this. We are not going to talk about the Packers losing again.
They're the worst.
I brought up the game. That was I set you up, man.
The Vikings. You brought up the Vikings.
Get your shots
in
right
maybe
then.
Maybe the Packers should trade for Ryan Tannehill.
No, they can just lose and then go draft Drake May or Caleb Williams. That'd be fun.
God, so many teams, you know, so many fan bases want Drake May or Caleb Williams.
The Bears are losing with a Division II quarterback. You guys traded up for a first rounder who stinks.
That is true. Get rid of Matt LaFleur. That'd be awesome too.
Well, I don't hate to change the subject, but get ready for a big Raiders win tonight.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you.
By the way, before the trade deadline hits, I'm going to propose an Eberflus for LaFleur swap.
I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll do it. Thank you, Corey.
Bye.
Corey Curtis from News 2, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road.
You'll take a SpongeBob SquarePants for LaFleur trade at this point.
I would take used bubblegum for Matt LaFleur. Used bubblegum.
Big League Chew? It's still pretty good used.
It's, yeah. Okay. Yes, thank you.
Great.
We'll have more on Will Levis's huge day yesterday, his debut with the Titans. Take your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025, our phone number. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.